ABC Radio Australia.
The organisers are describing it as a cricket event where the game's global reach will be celebrated like never before. Three teams representing Europe, Britain, Ireland and Asia, together with the rest of the World 11, will compete in a T10 tournament over 5 days in the Spanish resort city of Malaga. The rest of the World team will be captained by former New Zealand great Ross Taylor, and the side will also feature a leg spin bowler from Vanuatu's national squad, William Singh Nalisa. He's been playing club cricket in Melbourne in recent months and was shocked and surprised to receive a call-up. William Singh says he only arrived in Spain 48 hours before his first match, which starts later today, and he finds himself in a lineup that includes several Australian players who have featured in past editions of the National T20 competition.
I got to meet James Basley, who's in the Big Bash, and a few of the other blokes who played in Big Bash, and a bloke from Scotland, and literally just met them yesterday. And we haven't had much of the time to catch up, but I got to see Ross Taylor yesterday, and he asked me some questions about, you know, where I'm from. We'll have more of a catch up and, you know, talk about cricket or the upcoming tournament. Yeah.
Clearly, you're flying the flag for Vanuatu over there as part of this international team in an international competition, but I think it's fair to say you're flying the flag for the whole Pacific, because I don't think there are any other islanders in the squad, are there?
Yeah, apart from Ross Taylor being, I think, half someone or something, but representing my country in this world stage league, it's an honorable thing for me. You know, as a kid growing up, you dream of getting into a World Cup and playing for your country in a World Cup, and I think for me this is the closest to be playing in a World Cup, and it's an amazing opportunity, and I can't wait for the experience. Yeah, so I'm stoked, and I'm glad to represent my country here, fly my flag here, and represent my family and the club I'm playing for. It's an amazing opportunity, and I can't wait to get into it.
T10 cricket, it's 10 overs a side, so it's even quicker than T20, obviously, by 50%. Do you have much experience of playing T10 cricket, or will this be the first time?
In Vanuatu, I think Shane Deeds, our former coach, he organised one of a T10 blast, and I got a taste of that, but internationally, I've never had any experience with T10 whatsoever. I think it's fast, and I don't know what to expect, but I think I'm well prepared for it, and I'm up for the challenge.
And the fact that you're playing alongside players who have experience of playing in the Big Bash here in Australia, and obviously Ross Taylor, an outstanding record in international cricket at all levels, from T20 to test matches for New Zealand. I mean, if you can impress in this tournament, that the word will find its way back to New Zealand and to Australia. And who knows, you might find yourself playing in the Big Bash or the Smash over in New Zealand one day.
Yeah, that's the big dream. You know, this has got to be a start to more to come. I'm hoping that I'll impress and hopefully get picked for future or upcoming tournament. I don't know what the future holds, but I think this is a start to what's to come. And I told my teammates back in Melbourne, these guys are going to have sore years once this tournament goes. So I'll be asking a lot of questions about, you know, playing top level cricket, and what I learned from them, I think it'll help my career. So I'll be asking a lot of questions, and hopefully I get to, you know, learn a lot of things, and I can use it to get to that top level. Yeah.
What's the weather like there in Spain? Sunny, I hope.
Yeah, it's sunny, and it's supposed to be sunny the whole week. So I got a bit of a walk around yesterday, and head down to the beach. I think it's pretty similar to home, which is perfect. Being from a Pacific island, you know, you grew up around the sea, so beach. So I got to walk around and have watch the sunset yesterday. It's quite nice, and it's lovely here. I'm loving it.